Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the 36th episode of the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. Today we're going to focus on two learning topics to help English learners succeed. In today's episode, we're going to introduce our listeners to the present continuous tense. After this segment, we're going to help increase English listening comprehension and knowledge about Southern California, United States of America. We will focus on the fifth part of our ebook, Weekend Road Trips in Southern California, United States of America. In today's episode, we will listen to Chapter 3, Unveiling the Cultural Treasures, including subchapters The Getty Center, as well as San Diego's Balboa Park. You're also invited to read our ebook online and interact with our artificial intelligence chatbot by visiting the ebook section of our educational website at www.sercea.com. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Understanding the present continuous tense. What is the present continuous tense? The present continuous tense is used to talk about actions that are happening now, at the moment of speaking. It is also used to talk about actions that are happening around the current time, but may not be occurring at the exact moment of speaking. This tense is formed by using the present tense of the verb to be, am is are, followed by the base form of the main verb and the suffix in. How to form the present continuous tense? To form the present continuous tense, we use the correct form of the verb to be, am is are, depending on the subject of the sentence, and then add the main verb with an ending. Here are a few examples. I am playing basketball with my friends. She is studying for her exams. They are walking in the park. When to use the present continuous tense? Actions happening now. Use the present continuous to describe actions that are happening right now. Example, he is reading a book. Temporary situations. Use the present continuous for actions that are happening around the current time, but are not permanent. Example, the company is launching a new product next month. Future plans. Use the present continuous tense to talk about future arrangements or plans. Example, we are meeting our friends for dinner tomorrow. Exceptions and spelling rules. If the base verb ends in a single silent, you drop the e and add in. If the base verb ends in, change the I to y and add in. If the base verb ends in a vowel followed by a consonant, double the final consonant before adding ing. Common mistakes to avoid. Misuse of to be. Ensure the correct form of to be is used based on the subject of the sentence. Forgetting the ing ending. Remember to add ing to the base form of the verb. Practice time. Let's practice forming sentences in the present continuous tense. Use the prompts below to create your own sentences. She read a book. They play soccer in the park. I study for my test. Remember to pay attention to the subject of the sentence and choose the correct form of to be before adding the ing suffix to the main verb. Practice will help you become more comfortable using the present continuous tense in your writing and speaking. Here are some additional tips and resources to help students understand when to use the present continuous tense in different situations. Use signal words. Signal words can help indicate when to use the present continuous tense. Words like now, at the moment, currently, this week, today, and at present are often used with this tense to show that the action is happening around the current time. Visual aids. Using visual aids such as timelines, pictures, or gestures can help students associate the present continuous tense with actions happening in the present or around the current time. Interactive activities. Engaging in interactive activities like role plays, games, or group discussions where students have to describe ongoing actions can reinforce the use of the present continuous tense in a practical context. Online resources. There are various online resources available, such as grammar websites, interactive quizzes, and educational videos that can provide additional explanations and practice exercises on the present continuous tense. Real-life examples. Encourage students to observe and note down sentences in the present continuous tense from real-life situations like conversations, news articles, or TV shows. This can help them see how the tense is used in everyday language. Peer practice. Pairing students up for practice exercises where they have to create sentences and have conversations using the present continuous tense can enhance their understanding and fluency. Writing prompts. Provide students with writing prompts that require them to use the present continuous tense, such as describing what they are doing at the moment, narrating a scene from a story in progress, or predicting future plans. By incorporating these tips and resources into your learning environment, students can gain a deeper understanding of when and how to use the present continuous tense effectively. Here are some specific examples or scenarios that students often struggle with when using the present continuous tense. Distinguishing between present continuous and simple present. Students sometimes confuse the present continuous tense with the simple present tense. They may struggle to differentiate between actions happening now, present continuous, and habitual actions, simple present. Understanding temporary versus permanent actions. Students may find it challenging to identify when to use the present continuous for temporary actions or situations versus the simple present for permanent states or facts. Future plans versus present continuous. Some students have difficulty understanding when to use the present continuous tense to talk about future plans or arrangements instead of using the simple future tense. Forming questions and negatives. Students might struggle with forming questions and negatives in the present continuous tense, especially when using the correct auxiliary verb, to be, am, is, are, and positioning the main verb. Irregular verb forms. Remembering the spelling changes for irregular verbs in the present continuous tense can be challenging for students. They may forget to apply the correct spelling rules when adding the ing suffix. Negative contractions. Using contractions in negative sentences, e.g., isn't, aren't, in the present continuous tense can sometimes lead to errors in contracting the auxiliary verb to be with the subject. Contextual understanding. Students may struggle with understanding the contextual cues that indicate when to use the present continuous tense, such as adverbs of time or specific signal words. By addressing these common struggles through targeted practice exercises, explanations, and examples, students can improve their grasp of the present continuous tense and feel more confident in using it accurately in both spoken and written communication. Here are more examples of sentences in the present continuous tense for you to practice. They watch a movie at the cinema. I listen to music while I work. She cooked dinner for her family. We play volleyball on the beach. He talked to his friend on the phone. The students work on their group project. The cat chase a mouse around the house. The teacher explain a difficult math concept. The birds sing in the trees outside. My mom paint a beautiful picture in the living room. Practice forming these sentences by choosing the correct form of to be, am, is, are, based on the subject of the sentence, and then adding the ing suffix to the main verb. This will help you become more familiar with using the present continuous tense in different contexts.
You are listening to the ebook Weekend Road Trips in Southern California, United States of America by Maestro Cersei. Today we will focus on Chapter 3, Unveiling the Cultural Treasures, including subchapters, the Getty Center, as well as San Diego's Balboa Park. You can also read this text online and interact with our artificial intelligence chatbot by visiting the ebook page of our website, www.sersea.com. And now, let's begin. Chapter 3, Unveiling the Cultural Treasures. The Getty Center. A visit to the Getty Center is like taking a trip through time and space. I remember the first time I set foot on the expanse of campus. The grand entrance with its sleek travertine marble facade drew me in like a magnet. It was like stepping into another world, a world where art reigns supreme. As I rode the elevator up the hillside, my excitement grew. I couldn't wait to see the extraordinary collection of art that awaited me at the pinnacle of this artistic journey. And when I finally reached the summit, I was greeted with a breathtaking panorama that stretched as far as the eye could see. The views of Los Angeles from the Getty Center are truly something special, with the bustling city contrasting against the serene backdrop of the Santa Monica Mountains. Walking through the halls of the Getty Center, I felt a sense of reverence and awe. The museum's collection spanned centuries, showcasing masterpieces from various periods, styles, and cultures. It was like taking a whirlwind tour of art history, from the delicate strokes of European Renaissance paintings to the bold expressions of contemporary art. But it wasn't just the famous artists like Van Gogh and Monet that captivated me. It was the stories behind each painting, the emotions that radiated from the canvas. Standing in front of a Rembrandt, I could almost feel the artist's brush gliding across the surface, his skill and talent shining through every stroke. It was as if I had been transported into the mind of these artistic giants, seeing the world through their eyes. Beyond the art collections, the Getty Center is a hub of exploration and learning. They host special exhibitions, lectures, and events that offer a deeper dive into art history and cultural heritage. It's a place where you can attend a lecture on ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics one day and explore contemporary photography the next. There's always something new to discover and learn. And let's not forget about the gardens. The Getty Center boasts stunningly landscaped gardens where sculptures and architectural wonders blend seamlessly with the natural beauty that surrounds them. A walk through these gardens is like a breath of fresh air, a chance to escape the hustle and bustle of the city and reconnect with nature. After immersing myself in the art and nature, I often find myself sitting on one of the outdoor terraces, enjoying a delicious meal and engaging in post-gallery conversations with fellow visitors. It's a reminder that art has the power to bring people together, to foster connections and understanding. The Getty Center isn't just a museum, it's an experience. With interactive exhibits, multimedia installations, and educational programs, the Getty Center encourages visitors to engage with art in a whole new way. It's about questioning, experimenting, and embracing your own creativity. Every time I visit the Getty Center, I'm reminded of the incredible richness of artistic heritage that Southern California has to offer. It's a treasure trove waiting to be explored, and I can't wait to continue my weekend drives, discovering new locations, restaurants, and experiences in this remarkable corner of the world. San Diego's Balboa Park. Hey there. As I walk into Balboa Park, I can't help but be blown away by the jaw-dropping architecture that surrounds me. Seriously, this place is like a living, breathing work of art. The buildings here, designed in the Spanish Renaissance style, are bursting with intricate details and vibrant colors that transport you to another time and place. It's like stepping into a whole different world. I don't even know where to start, there's just so much to see and do here. But first on my list is the San Diego Museum of Art. This place is a treasure trove of creativity, with its collection spanning centuries and continents. From European old masters to modern American artists, this museum has it all. And let me tell you, every time I take a step, I'm greeted with a masterpiece that practically leaps off the walls. It's not just about the past, though. They also celebrate the brilliance of contemporary artists, and that's something I can really get behind. Next up, I make my way to the San Diego Natural History Museum. And let me just say, this place is like stepping back in time. I'm surrounded by the fossilized remains of ancient creatures that once roamed the earth. It's mind-blowing to think about the world that existed before us, and this museum does an amazing job of bringing it to life. They've got interactive exhibits that let me touch and feel the wonders of our planet, and it's a powerful reminder of the importance of preserving our natural world. But wait, there's more. Balboa Park isn't just about museums. It's also home to some of the most stunning gardens you'll ever lay your eyes on. I'm talking about the Botanical Building, a wooden wonderland filled with plants from all over the globe. The moment I step inside, I'm hit with the most amazing scent of blooming flowers, and it's like my senses are on overload. And then there's the Japanese Friendship Garden, a peaceful oasis that transports me straight to Zen mode. The traditional Japanese architecture and serene koi ponds are a welcome escape from the hustle and bustle of city life. Oh, and did I mention the Old Globe Theater? This place is a theater lover's dream come true. For over 80 years, it's been hosting some of the most incredible performances you'll ever see. I was lucky enough to catch a show, and let me tell you, the experience was unforgettable. The actors on that stage brought characters to life in a way that made my heart soar. It's pure magic, my friends. Balboa Park is more than just a park, it's a sanctuary for the soul. Every time I visit, I discover something new that ignites my curiosity and expands my horizons. It's a place where art, culture, and nature come together in the most incredible way. So if you're ever in the area, don't miss out on the opportunity to experience the richness and diversity of Southern California's cultural heritage. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts twice a week, on Sundays and Wednesdays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.